then we'll work toward using that bottom part of the clay and incorporating all that, and you'll probably get 3 or 4 more inches out of that. So the forms are good.
My name's Leif Sievertsen. I'm working with the pottery students here. I'm from Ketchikan, and I've been doing pottery for a number of years, 5 or 6 years down there. We're playing with using local clays and local materials in our glazes and incorporating other local materials like local animal fibers like deer tail, bear hair to make paint brushes or glaze brushes, rather.
I'm Brandy Roberts, and I'm in pottery. I chose this because I come from a small town, Hoona, and we don't have this opportunity, so I could learn from my art teacher how to draw and such, and I just would like to pick up this experience to take it on with me when I decide to move to a bigger community.
Hi, I'm Ashley Duras. I'm the Petersburg High School art teacher, and this week we have 23 workshops hosted here.
Is this your first art fest that you've organized?
First one.
And how's it going so far?
It's going pretty well. I feel like I'm in a windstorm a little bit here and there because I get pushed in all these different directions and just trying to keep it all straight. But I have a right-hand woman here, and that's Debbie McMahon, and she's helping me out tremendously.
Tommy Joseph. We're doing halibut hook wood carving class here. The hooks usually are two different species of wood. We're using yellow cedar and yew wood. One's a heavier one than the other and harder, and just to give it balance so it floats properly in the water when you fish them. I don't think we'll be fishing ours, but right now we're carving the two different pieces, and we'll be tying them together later.
So the next thing we're doing is what Katrina's doing, wringing out that fabric so we don't drip through the institution.
Okay, I'm Susan Christensen. I am teaching textile surfaces, and we are using Procyon chemical dyes to create works of art in cloth.
My name is Joseph Furlato. I'm from Thunder Mountain High School in Juneau, Alaska. This is my first time at Art Fest, and I was kind of a last-minute candidate for this. The other person dropped out, so I was basically stuck with his classes, which I actually don't regret because this is a really cool class, and I really like what we are working on right now.
You're going to weave it. It's a weaving just like you wove on your basket. You just take that back and underneath.
Put this in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dolores Churchill, and I actually teach through the University of Alaska. I usually don't teach high school students, so this is a really new experience. It's really fun, the enthusiasm that all the teenagers have for weaving. So,
describe what you're working on here.
Well, we're working with red and yellow cedar bark. The red cedar is the warp, and the yellow cedar is the weft. And so they're making a real simple basket, just learning the technique.
Oh, good. Lawrence, good. Can I go around a second time before I start
with the third weaver?
Sure. But that circle's okay.
Yeah, it'll lock it in. Sure.
That's another thing people gravitate towards, triangles, rule of thirds, and understanding the light source. People's eyes love to have a strong light source that they can identify.
I'm Heather Ridgway. I teach ceramics and digital art at Juneau Douglas High School. And this is a digital arts class. I'm teaching GIMP, which stands for the New Image Manipulation Program, new as in the animal, GNU. And it's the first time I've taught GIMP. I used to teach Photoshop, but GIMP is a freeware program, and I think it's important for the students to be able to go use what they learn here on their own.
Brian Paust from Petersburg. There are several adult students in this class, which is an intensive hands-on digital photography class, so a lot of out-of-doors experience. And I'm relearning a lot of basics of photography that I've ignored for a number of years, and now I'm learning that I have to really look at things carefully. And we have a number of younger students here who are really impressive. Really, really impressive.
My name is John Roan Jr. I'm from Klawock on Prince of Wales Island, and I am teaching a masket making class, which is a small mask out of yellow cedar. We're just using our basic Northwest Coast tools and get kids. Some of them have had carving experience, some of them not, so it's quite the juggling act. And you'd be amazed Saturday night when they have their show how far they come along.
I'm Amanda Hoover, and I'm from Skagway, Alaska. And I'm making these small masks. And I chose this class because I've always been interested in carving, and I've never done it before. So I thought I'd give it a try.
I'm Ron Fairbanks. Teaching knife creation, or tool creation, I think it's called. We're making carving knives. with a saw blade steel and forming the blades with sanders and grinders. And we're going to be bending them with torches, and we're making the handles out of yellow cedar.
My name is John Witten. I'm from Ketchikan, First City. Working on a handle for one of the carving knives. It's going to be a poke knife.
You know, you might be able to take this whole edge off here by doing that curve.
Okay. So just take a little bit of this at a time.
Yeah. My name is Gayla Needham. I'm from Sitka. And we're working on glass mosaics here today. I have students from all over Southeast. And we are basically using shards of glass, remnants of glass that came from Debbie McMahon here in town from her stained glass business. And we are cutting, snipping, breaking pieces and gluing them down to pieces of wood for beautiful mosaic scenery pieces.
I'm Melissa Schultz, and I'm from Haines, Alaska. And I've always been interested in mosaics, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity to try it out. So.
Have you done Art Fest before?
No, this is my first year, and my last year.
What do you think?
I wish I did it all my other years.